Grazing is a tool which harvests sunlight while producing food and fiber. But grazing can also be used to combat invasive weeds. Soil health specialist Dave Olala with the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition explains small ruminants in particular will graze Canada thistle, leafy spurge, Dalmatian toadflax, and other broadleaf weeds and shrubs.
And when we look at small ruminants, they have prehensile lips, which is thinking about a thumb and forefinger. They'll pick every leaf off of that buckbrush or snowberry or leafy spurge, and the nutritional values there are just tremendous.
Olala sees custom grazing of small ruminants offers a unique opportunity for beginning producers to gain access to pastures while providing a service to ranchers.
A lot of them understand grazing and how that can be used, but they don't want to do it. So that's what I always say. You don't have to own the animals. Find somebody that does and is willing to do that.
Water and fencing may be limitations to target grazing of weeds, but virtual fencing and above-ground water solutions exist. Using livestock as a tool is an old concept which today's entrepreneurs are relearning, providing tangible benefits for landowners, but also to the environment by enhancing the ecosystem, water and nutrient cycles, as well as pollinators and wildlife. Olala believes sharing this story with the urban population also shows agriculture can be a solution to environmental challenges.
We have the ability to improve our environment and still have a high rate of production agriculture that has, you know, the old cheap, safe, abundant food supply. So we can have both.
Reporting for the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition, I'm Pam Geppert.